Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, it is Hot Topics time. Steve, you can kick us off.
All right, Jay. So the other day when I was at the fairgrounds,
yeah,
you had called me. And I didn't pick up because I was talking to some fine gentleman from Idaho Central Credit Union.
Yes, I think you were. Yeah, yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
And then, what's that?
He said, shout out.
That's my bank.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go. And
I'm sorry, that's my credit union.
Thank you, Kevin.
Appreciate me. So you didn't leave a message or you didn't text me, but I was like, something must be needed, right?
I mean, I don't usually just call you to chat. No.
Right. So I called you back, and then you must have been busy at like a meeting or something,
yeah,
or on the phone, mm-hmm, or what have you. And I was like, do I leave a message? Do I text?
Mm.
And I didn't. And then you called me back. So I'm wondering, that's the appropriate way of doing things, right?
For our relationship, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's something that needs to be addressed immediately, like, oh, no, I just heard this on the air, and I want to make sure I let him know, and I didn't answer, you would immediately follow up with a text. Hey, just heard this, blah, blah, blah. If it's something that I have to do right away. If not, and it's at my leisure, I see you called.
Okay.
Am I right on that, Kevin?
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think that's the appropriate way now. I mean, like, you know, if my wife calls me and it's not an emergency, well, actually, it's the same. If it's not an emergency, she'll see that I called. She's not going to leave a message.
I was like 2 centimeters away from texting you, being like, hey, I saw you called.
Yeah, that would, I would have texted back, yeah, I saw you called too. Stop texting. Yeah. I would have been something like that.
Get to it when I get to it. Thumbs up.
Bud.
I did this message yesterday to someone at the hotel, at the Centennial. I was trying to get stuff set up for this morning for the TV deal.
Yeah.
And she had called, and I guess I missed her call. And then,
well, you are like, Mr. Call.
I'm like, how did I miss her call?
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out she had the wrong number. But that's not important. What is important is the message I left her when I called her back.
How did you call her back if she had the wrong number? I'm confused.
Well, I have the right number.
How did you know she called?
Oh, because she had sent an email that said, trying to call, I missed you, trying to get an answer
now
for this before I go into a meeting.
Yeah, yeah, that
I didn't
sense.
Even think about emails. Should I have emailed you?
Yes, please.
And
just
so
clog it up.
I called her back and I was like, she didn't answer. I'm like, doggone it, I must have missed her before the meeting. And I'm like, hey there, I don't know why I'm leaving you a voicemail.
That a boy.
It's 2024.
Yeah,
but, I'm going to leave it anyways, and you can listen to it and realize how terrible this used to be that everybody did this all the time.
Do you even listen or do you just read?
And then I just kept,
I
only read most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay, that's totally it. And so then I left her a big, long message and then said, okay, there you go. Hopefully that's the only time you have to do that in 2024.
That's funny.
But she did say that she gets a lot of voicemails.
Well, there's our certain segments of the population in whatever business that is. I probably get 2 or 3 a day, and it's just all business stuff. And I just do the same thing. I'll read it if I feel like it, or I just delete it. Do I ever call them back? Yeah, sometimes I'll text them or call them.
But take a look at my last voicemails.
Mm-hmm. I do appreciate the voicemail. Although, when my dad calls and leaves a voicemail and he goes, hey, it's dad.
Yeah, well.
Hey, dad.
Hey, dad. No kidding. Yeah. Wow.
Let's take a look, Steve. Let's see your last voicemails that you have. Let's everybody look at our last voicemails. The first one I have is unknown. What is that? Hey, this is so-and-so. You won.
You did win? Good for you, buddy.
My apartment complex.
Uh-oh. Big
doctor's office.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
Tony Hazel. Judge Hazel.
Good
what's
judge.
Up?
What's going down?
Wait, you're in trouble? I called him back, but I never heard back from him.
Hmm. Probably has the wrong number.
Aunt Julio. She probably needed a ride.
Would have been nice to actually answer that.
And then just so many. Oh, I'm sorry. Sean from Thompson Falls. Doggone it, Sean. Sorry. Wonder what he said. Do you want me to play it?
No, sure.
What, you worried he's going to say some bet?
No, I'm just...
He didn't say anything.
He just
hung up.
Yeah, okay.
He hung up. He didn't mean to accidentally leave a message.
Steve,
let me see who are your messages from, Steve. Are they all your dad?
Some of them are.
Tell me.
Yeah, I got some from him. One from an old coworker. One from a listener who...
Yeah, you know what? Stop there.
What was that?
You got one from a listener?
You need to stop right there.
How do listeners have your number
there
already?
There needs to be an intervention, Kevin.
Steve, why do listeners have your number already? You what?
Nothing.
You called. He's been calling people. There was a snafu with a promotion.
Okay.
And there was an email issue. And he was attempting to clarify the email address, which was very nice on his part.
Absolutely. We have. So he just called her from work and.
He called from his cell phone.
Oh, no.
And that, from work.
You were sitting at
on
work.
Your phone.
Yeah. We have ways of contacting people that do not require you to use your personal cell phone. There's also a way to block the number, which he didn't do. And then this person, who is a very nice person, has a different set of boundaries than Steve does, called Steve at 1:07 a.m.
What? 1:07 a.m.?
Uh-huh. And again, just different parameters of what your life entails.
What?
And
no one's life entails that unless you are in trouble or need a ride or something.
Right.
1:07, Steve. Did you answer?
Well, that's why I didn't pick up because I didn't recognize the number. So, yeah.
1:07 a.m. I'm going to tell you right now, I hope that I have to go to the bathroom at 1:07 a.m. I am calling you.
Please do.
And if you don't pick up, I'm going to leave the longest voicemail message you've ever had.
That's fair.
And I hope you will listen to it.
Yeah, I'll answer in a panic.
I know you will. That's why I would feel bad for doing it.
The weird thing is, I actually, most times, I don't think I would hear it because I have my phone always on,
silent or vibrate. Do not disturb or whatever. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Night mode. Mm-hmm. So, most of the time, even when I'm awake, I won't necessarily, feel it or hear it or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
So, I'm surprised I even woke up.
Yeah, no, I am surprised too, yeah.
And then was kind of in a haze.
And now he's been getting some phone calls, and he needs to stop. You need to stop giving people your phone number like that. Okay. Don't do that.
Yeah, okay.
Do me a favor.
Yeah, it's not affecting you, so why?
Well,
here's the difference, Steve.
It's the difference, Steve.
You will spend an hour on the phone with somebody if
they call. That's right. That's exactly right, Kevin.
The dumbest thing is we've never given out Jay's phone number. And it's the one that we should give out because it wouldn't matter. He would just, voicemail, you're done. It wouldn't even bother you.
All right, so
now we've given out my phone number.
Let's do it.
You've earned it
more than
Kevin.
Not always. You have to admit, Slim was a little reckless.
Oh, he was completely reckless. Yeah, it was completely reckless.
Although you want people to call you, though, right, Kevin?
I don't really care, yeah.
For business purposes?
Oh, yeah, for business, for sure.
Yeah, well, certainly, yeah.
I just got one the other day from somebody that said, hey, remember that one time when you gave your number out? I still have it.
That's hilarious.
And it makes me laugh.
That's funny. That's funny. That's a good one.
Yeah. What time of day was it at?
1:07 a.m.
1:07 a.m., Steve. That is wild.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I also, Kevin, bought Famous Amos bite-sized cookies made with Belgium chocolate. Of course, Belgium is the world's
$1.99.
Kevin James.
Are you going to let me finish? I have a whole thing. There's a whole thing here.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round number two. Secret Sound is coming up, the second round of Secret Sound for today. And the jackpot is $455. Ooh. Rapidly growing. So yeah, $455. We'll play that in just a couple of minutes here. If you haven't been keeping up on the social media today, we've got what do we have on the Jay and Kevin page? I was just looking at it. Kevin being thirsty after his TV appearance and Steve pouring water into his mouth. That's a kind of a fun video. It's a terrible job.
What happened with the quality of that video?
I don't know. That's my phone, too. I don't know. It looks terrible.
Was it when I saved it to my phone?
Maybe, yeah. It wasn't that bad on my phone. Yeah. I don't know what happened. It looks terrible.
It's still a good video, though.
Oh, yeah. You can get the point. The fact that Kevin is having to chase the water.
Steve, All you had to do was dump it in my mouth, and me having to run around chasing it was wild.
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah.
Are you looking at the same video that I'm looking at?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Steve, look at me just slowly trying to go to it. Like,
yeah, what happened there?
I was going towards you. You moved. Well, first off, you made me switch hands, which I was not comfortable
with. Yeah, see, Kevin, look how clear it is on that.
Oh, geez, yeah, that's an actual video. Steve screwed it up. Yeah. We have the only 33-year-old producer who is worse at technology than the 60 and 50-year-old men on the show.
What do you mean? I just downloaded the video.
What does that mean?
I just sent it to you, Kevin, just so you can see the real version of it.
Hold on. I'm, you know, just for fun.
Okay, here we go.
Just for fun, I'm going to take the video that you just sent me, Jay.
Right.
I don't have it yet.
Oh, sorry. Wait, it's probably on the station Wi-Fi.
Oh, there it comes. Okay. Attachment from the video. Okay. I will give Steve credit.
Mm-hmm.
It is terrible when you send it to me.
Oh, really?
For some reason, it's terrible.
That's weird. Because it looks clean over here.
Yeah. Hmm. That is weird. Yeah, Jay, it looks great on your phone. Absolutely terrible when she sent it.
Oh, wow, man. That's a bummer. I'll email it. Just for fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
You think I purposefully...
Okay. Made it look terrible.
Yeah.
It's
still funny.
Oh, it's very funny. Also, I would be willing. Do we have another bottle of water? I would be willing to see if I can pour it into your mouth.
I bet you would.
No, I would do a great job of it.
No, I agree with it. I
don't think I would miss a second.
I don't have another bottle of water.
Nah.
I mean, I do have a bottle over here we could fill with some water. This big guy.
How about sanitizer?
This big guy.
Oh, that's way harder. That bottle's huge. That would be a lot harder to control, but I'd be willing to do it. And I could do it left-handed, Steve. You have to do it confidently.
Well, I'm willing to have my mouth be the receptacle of your fun.
What is happening? Yeah,
all right, so there's that. That video is up today. There's the...
Well, it's a video.
It's there.
Yeah.
Should I post the stuff from... me being with Allison today at KXOY.
What'd you have?
For the prom. I have like four different pictures that I posted like on my page, on Kevin's page, Kevin James, Radio's Kevin James.
That you running because you were late for TV?
That is.
Okay.
I didn't know if I should post that on our page or just on my page. I didn't want to, be stepping on Steve's toes.
Right, that's for sure.
What do you mean?
What'd you think of the stool on the chair with the microphone on the stool?
I thought that was great. You were trying. You were doing your. You know, Jay, we have done many, many years of improvising,
right,
to get audio for something that we want, and I was proud of you because you did it, and I wasn't here.
Yeah,
like you just were creative all on your own, and I loved it.
And I didn't have much time was the other part. I was like, man, this is, you know, he's going to be on in a minute and a half. And I'm like, well, I could probably, the TV's mounted up by the ceiling. I could probably put a couple of chairs on top of each other, then a microphone, then stretch it over there, then turn it up with the remote as loud as I could. And,
it worked really well.
It did. I mean, it sounds like you could hear it good.
Yeah.
Then after that, we had it run through the board?
Yeah, then the engineer just did it the right way and rerouted something and went through the board. It was way better.
That's great. So we can turn TV on anytime we want now.
Absolutely. Let me
do
it.
That's kind of fun.
Right now.
Or tongue swelling. Problems.
What?
The first thing that comes out is tongue swelling.
Tongue swelling. Huh. I probably should have listened to the end of that. I always like to know all the symptoms.
Yeah, you never know, Kev. Safety first, man.
We should take one of those as a disclaimer for our show.
One of the ones that has all the things listed?
Yeah.
Like the very worst one ever?
Yeah, there is. I tell you this. I just saw a story today about should you tell someone on a first date if you have irritable bowel syndrome?
What in the what?
Should you tell them that on a first date?
Well, of course there's, not.
Yeah, but there's a chance that you're going to encounter it during the date.
Encounter?
Yes, have an issue with it.
That seems... I don't know. I don't like how you phrase that.
So what do? You just let it happen and then talk about it.
Well...
be like, I'm very sorry. I have an actual issue.
Well, I think you just, like, go do what you have to do and then just... if she or he brings it up, I mean, you're like, are you okay? Then you can say, yeah, sorry, I, probably too much informational TMI.
Yeah.
I got IBS. TMI, IBS.
This quote was, "Hi, I'm really enjoying our date. By the way, I have IBS."
Well, I think that's oversharing.
Get very gassy at times.
Probably oversharing.
Was it
probably.
By the way, or was it BTW?
BTW, I have IBS. I mean, I get, but I don't know if you're not sharing any of your medical stuff on the first date, are you? It seems like a lot.
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one because if you're having issues during the date, I feel like you're going to have to bring it up. Just be like, "I am so sorry, but."
You want me to test it out?
Yes. All right. Are you going to go on a date?
Yeah. Oh, you haven't heard?
We were talking about this.
Go ahead, say it.
No, it's fine.
No, go ahead, say it.
No, it's fine.
No, say it.
Oh, that's right, Steve. I forgot. We were talking about it. You're going on a date. When? Sunday? With Stephanie? This is what you get.
What did I do?
That's what you get. Oh,
here's the thing.
That's what you get.
And
what?
It kind of is what you get. Well.
What did I? What?
If it didn't happen on the air, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
There's that saying.
See, Steve, I know full well. You talked to me all about it. I was happy to talk to you about it.
Respecting your privacy.
I was.
First time it's ever happened.
I was half respecting your privacy and also, you know, doing the radio. Cool. Like, oh, you didn't know? You have a date? And then you were going to say, yeah, right, I have a date coming up on Sunday. And I'd be like, oh, my God, that's awesome, Steve. See, I was just going to play along. We were going to do a radio segment.
Right.
Oh.
But now we got the secret sound, so let's play.
Oh, gosh, is it that time?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did you give him a project? I gave him
I gave him a project earlier today.
Was it decoupage? Because that's what I gave him.
Decoupage?
Mm-hmm. Kevin James.
I don't know what decoupage is, and I don't feel like Kevin. I want to give it to another guy.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country, it's time for Jay and Kevin's
Secret Sound.
It is Secret Sound time. The jackpot continues to grow and grow and grow. Josh, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. I will say this. I'm very glad it's Thursday, and I'm looking forward to maybe a little bit warmer weekend.
Yeah.
Kevin, were you, when you were out at 4 a.m. or whatever it was that you were out at, was it freezing cold?
It was funny because I had the garage door open.
Yeah.
Loading equipment, and I was like, well, it's cold because the house instantly got cold.
Yeah. Let's hope it warms up. Let's hope you can warm up with some money today. Josh, here we go. Let's see what the value of the secret sound is this morning.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's secret sound is...
It's grown quite quickly.
$455.
$455. Josh, I say we play and see if we can get you some dough. What do you think?
I like the sound of that.
All right, here we go. Let's give a listen. The time has come.
Here's the secret sound.
All right, Josh. For $455, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
Is it the shutting of a car trunk?
The shutting of a car trunk. Boy, it does sound like that. It does sound like that.
Yeah.
That's incorrect, though. Sorry about that. Gosh, dang it. That's all right. Josh, here's the thing. Good news. We're going to qualify you for a $100 gift card. We're going to hold a drawing at the end of the secret sound. And the other good news is the fact that the jackpot's going to grow and you're still eligible to play for some more. All right?
Sounds good.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you playing. The Jay and Kevin secret sound is played again at 3:20 this afternoon. Jackpot will grow. What's it worth?
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin secret sound will be...
$475.
Ooh, nice.
Stay tuned right here to the big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's secret sound, head to the big 99.9 coyotecountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to secret sound responsibly.
I'm going to help you out with the wrong guesses thing, too. If you'd like to become a member of the VIP Country Club and take a look at the wrong guesses, If you would just like to text the letters VIP, we will send you back a link that makes it super easy. Then you just click on it, and you don't have to like go find it or anything. Jeez. So
why don't you just give them the prize?
VIP. Text the letters VIP to 509-441-0999. We'll shoot you back a link.
Why are you so mad?
That's great. I do love how easy we can make things. It is good.
Why don't you just give them the prize? I'd like to.
Kevin's clip of the day.
All right, clip of the day time.
It is clip of the day. Well, Jay, you don't probably know this one very well.
What is it?
Though I bet it. There was times... Because you and your wife grocery shop together now.
I think we kind of always have, but yeah. Yeah, we certainly...
There's probably been some times, though, where maybe there was a Costco run during the day.
Oh, today.
She's teaching, and she's like, hey,
today's the day,
can you go get blank?
Yeah, today's it.
Well, this man talks about that experience and how, you know, he's a man. He can figure it out.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes I get sent out with a shopping list, and my wife's like, do you want me to explain that to you? And I'm like, I think I can handle it. And then I get to the grocery store, and I'm like, what is a shallot? You know what I'm saying? How many avocados is avocados? Like, if I mess that up, are we going to be eating guacamole for the next week? Apples, cinnamon, shit-take mushrooms? That's a little rude. Tomato sauce, dill weed? What aisle is that in? Milk? That's way too vague. Okay, my house, we go through stuff like oat milk, soy milk, rice milk, coconut milk, almond milk, every kind of milk. The only kind of milk we don't drink is milk. Okay, I don't even know what milk tastes like anymore. How do you milk an almond? This is going to take me an hour and a half to find all this stuff. I should have asked more questions.
You should have. That's on you.
Bye.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah.
Do you want me to explain it? The answer is always yes.
Yeah, she's like, do you want me to explain? And you think...
And you're thinking, I'm not an idiot.
I'm an adult.
I can read.
I got it. I think I got it.
Yeah.
Then you get there and you realize...
I don't got it.
I have no idea what this is.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to say at least a minimum of 50% of the time. Like, I have a list today.
Yeah.
I don't have it yet, but she said, she being my wife, said... she goes, Costco? And I said, sure. And she goes, I'll send you the list. And all that means is I'm going to add a bunch of stuff to the pre-existing list that I saw on the counter today.
Oh, okay.
Once the decision's been made to do the shopping, she is going to add probably half a dozen things. So that's why I don't even do that. I usually just take a picture of it. No, don't do that. That's the old list.
Wait till I get the new list.
Right. And then the new list comes out, and
will
I will.
50%
of the time. Oh, 50% of the time. Easy. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, what does that mean? It's in a purple bag. It's over there by the frozen foods, and you got to get two of them.
Yep. You're like,
Yeah, God bless her for that. I don't know what half that stuff is. I don't know what it, I mean, I never know where it is, and sometimes they move it at Costco, which I hate.
Of course.
What's a shallot, Jay?
It's called chalet. You stay at it. It's by the ski resort.
Oh. Is shallot
I don't know what that is.
Is it like an onion?
I thought it was, something or like a...
How do you spell it?
I think it's S-H-A-L-L-O-T.
That is correct, Steve.
Oh, wow.
That is how you spell it. I know I've seen it in recipes or something.
Oh, yeah, I see it now. Yeah.
Isn't it similar to like celery or something like that?
No.
I thought it was more onion.
It looks like an onion.
Shallot.
It might be a sweet onion.
A vegetable.
What's the difference between a shallot and an onion? Ask your wife.
Here we go.
Is that what it says on Google?
It does.
Shallot, a small bulb. Which resembles an onion and is used for pickling.
Yeah.
You
know what? That's on her. You put that on the list for your husband to go get. That's on you, man.
Yep.
What are you doing?
That's on you.
Take a picture of it. Tell him where it is.
Did you know that each mature shallot bulb produces a cluster of smaller bulbs?
Well, of course I knew that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All right, man. Well, you're going to challenge Kevin, obviously, because you know what? I'm going to give you the option. I came up with the questions. Would you rather challenge me or would you rather challenge Kevin?
Kevin James.
I don't care.
Okay, that's funny. 1 point him.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final thoughts.
All right, it is Final Thoughts time. Steve.
Oh, what an intro.
Yeah.
Play ball, Jay.
Play ball!
I'm ready. I'm excited. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm First excited pitch. For you, too.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I've never done anything like this before, so.
And we are getting video of this, right?
Well, maybe.
I mean, we absolutely we better
be.
Have to.
We better be getting
Somebody
it.
Somebody has to.
Yep.
I mean, you got to hand someone your phone.
Yes, sir, yeah. Kevin.
I should say that it's not 100% sure this is happening or not because I haven't gotten the confirmation email yet.
But... Oh, you just show up. It'll happen. They'll put you out there.
Okay. Here's the pitch.
Three. Yeah. Just a bit outside.
But basically, I should worry about nothing because if it's terrible...
Right.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's great, then that's great, too.
That's actually true.
So it really doesn't matter what I do.
No. No, it'll be fine. It'll be great. No, Kevin, have you ever done it, Kev?
Oh, yeah. Many, many years ago.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Through a strike.
Duh.
No video, though.
Thoughts.
You know what? I don't think I have a video of mine, either.
Yeah. Well, yours was...
Go ahead.
Yours was a foul tip, and then you threw another strike, right?
What is this?
Kevin?
My final thought today is I just want to... I don't know how TV people do it. Our job we get up pretty early for.
Real early.
Yeah. And it's definitely... There's times that it's like, ah, man, I wish we didn't have to get up so
sure.
early.
Sure.
But we also get to dress however we want. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
If you're running late, you just, you know, whatever. Throw on shorts and a t-shirt and come to work.
Yeah.
Like Allison Martinez today, who works at KXLY TV4.
Right.
Her job is to be to the station by 4 a.m. every day at the latest. She woke up at 3:40 today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and she was like...
Oh, that's brutal.
Like in the panic mode, but she goes... It was fine. I made it and everything was fine. And I was like, dang. And she goes, I always do my makeup at work once I get there anyway.
Sure, yeah.
So she said, I threw my makeup on and
wow, that's impressive.
Are.
Nice effort.
Like, yeah, dang, that is. But that is really getting up in the middle of the night. Like just trying to be up by 3, be pretty for TV.
Well, an hour is a big difference.
I don't know.
Hour is a big difference at any time of the day, but at that time of day, that is a huge difference.
It is, and it's just one of those that made me realize I am so glad I'm not on TV for so many reasons.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was fun, and I did want to say thanks to them for covering the Second Chance Prom. Hopefully that'll, you know, help sell a few tickets today, and just thanks to everybody who was there in... Help make it happen.
Because you're welcome, buddy.
It's not easy to... thanks to Jacob, my guy Jacob, my right-hand man.
You're welcome, man.
Final thoughts.
You should thank him.
Yeah, right.
Because he allowed me to come back to work and clean up all the mess.
That was nice. That was well played.
Oh, he's doing that all by himself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Jacob.
It's probably done and put away at my house already. Knowing Jacob.
Nice.
What a guy.
Did you see the video of the elephant in Butte, Montana?
You know, Jay, I didn't.
So apparently, legitimately, Kevin, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Why is there an elephant in Butte?
Correct.
Just like running around loose?
Just walking the street.
Well, that has to be a mistake.
Yeah, Viola was just weaving through traffic, just strutting along through the parking lot.
Well, I see her now.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Wait, was it a circus? What was it,
Jay? I believe the circus was in town.
I mean, where else does an elephant come from?
Viola was taking her routine bath when she was startled by a truck backfiring ran away.
Oh.
Viola crossed a busy street, ducked behind a casino. Ah, we've all done that. And began eating grass before she was returned.
The wild picture is the one of... Where she is in traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And you realize how big an elephant is?
It's crazy.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
No, holy elephant.
Holy elephant. Yeah. Well, girl elephants are called cows. Did you know that?
I think that's true.
I don't know a lot of things, but...
I think that's true, actually.
I don't know about that one.
You know how you tell the difference between a boy elephant and a girl elephant?
Oh, boy.
Do you know?
No, tell us, Kevin.
Just the one who won't stop talking. What?
509-994.
Yeah.
It's
fair.
Coyote Country. Happy
trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's a show. Gotta go. On the way out, though, let's go ahead and give away some Custer Enterprises. Let's see. This is for Saturday and Sunday, the Spring Antique Show. So if you'd like to go to the 49th Annual Spring Antique and Collector's Sale, it's Saturday and Sunday at the Spokane Fair and Expo Center. Got a couple of tickets for you, 509-441-0999.
Perfect. And if they have any trouble getting their tickets or anything right, Steve will give them his phone number.
Yeah, his home phone number, his cell phone number, the work number.
Apparently.
Steve still has a home phone. I don't know if you knew that.
He just moved here and got a landline. That would be fun.
That would be hilarious. Good luck with the first pitch tonight. I'm sure you'll do great.
I'm excited for you, Steve.
Oh, thanks.
What? Were you mad,
what
bro?
What is wrong?
I'm just all sorts of things.
What?
I'm feeling all the emotions.
Oh. Kevin will give you a hug.
You need a hug?
Maybe.
I'll give you one, bud.
Okay.
We are so glad you came.
I appreciate
bye-bye.
That.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Wrong,
bye-bye
now.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Unless you got water thank still you. All over yourself.
Okay, bye-bye
I'm
now.
Dry.
Bye-bye. Bye. Goodbye.
This is KXLY-FM Spokane. And now your Coyote Country Club keyword.
Pitch. P as in Paul. I-T-C-H. Pitch.
Pitch.
Is your keyword.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote.